You're a fox down there. You're quick like a fox. Oh, don't take a beating here. This'll stop the bleeding. No, not on my account. I'm excited, yeah, real excited. Everybody dance now. Forgive me, I'm two-faced completely. I'm on the hit parade with the Titans, the mighty Titans. They're singing, are singing.
Hey, hold on, are we rolling?
Blame it on the Stones. Blame it on the Stones.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music.
Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
Bobby the Badger Ferris here. You know what your week's been missing?
Hank's giving me those high tides. Cass is gonna sing it low.
Do you like good music?
Tune into the Barn Burner late Thursday afternoons from 5 till 6 p.m.
I think that's called the drive time.
Thanks, Bubbles. The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver for your weekly fix of
honky tonk heroes
and
would it kill you every once in a while to play a little fog hat?
All right, let's get this ship sailing, shall we? It's Bobby the Badger Ferris. You are locked into the Barn Burner. It is 5 o'clock p.m. It feels like I haven't been here in a long time. I don't know. It was a very, very long week. I'm very happy to be here rocking out with you cats. We're going to start the show off today featuring rhythm and blues songstresses with classics that got turned into rock and roll and pop classics as well. We're going to start off with a lady named Linda Liddell, who was basically sampled in the 90s by Salt and Pepper. I think you know what the song is. It's called What a Man, and it's from the Stax 50th anniversary compilation. If you have any requests today, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. Let's roll.
Do the James Brown every time I get on my feet.
All right, avid listener, that was Gloria Jones with Tainted Love, and before that we had Peace of My Heart by Irma Franklin. I tell you what, first caller in to tell me which artist made either one of those songs a hit. First caller in gets two tickets to go see Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears live at the Biltmore November 17th. So yeah, first caller in gets those tickets. So hurry up, because that's a pretty easy question. Let's get to some Bob Log III, a man who played 2 weeks ago in Vancouver at the Biltmore, from his new album, My Shit Is Perfect. This is a self-titled track, because my shit is perfect. You're listening to Bobby the Badger Ferris, and you're locked into the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Catch Crazy Stupid Love from the 2nd through the 8th. Great midnight movies every Friday. And a live masterclass with Tommy Wiseau of The Room on the 24th.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
them cause they're weak. It's the shy one why he's hiding from the daylight.
Jesse Sykes and The Sweet Hereafter with the track Ceilings High. That's from their new album, Marble Sun. Jesse Sykes and The Sweet Hereafter, a bit of a old country supergroup, Whiskey Town and a couple others from that era formed that band. They will be playing the Biltmore on December 6th, I believe. You should definitely go check it out. Jesse Sykes, kind of old country with a little bit of a Gray Slick feel in some tracks, I find. So yeah, great track and hell of a band, so go check them out. No one called in. No one has called in to tell me who made either Tainted Love a hit or Peace of My Heart a hit to get free Black Joe Lewis tickets. Two tickets. Come on. It's not that hard. Call in. 604-822-2487. I implore you, come on and call. That's an easy question. All right, coming up, we've got the new a new one from Blitzen Trapper from their new album, American Goldwing. These guys, in my mind, just keep getting better and better. They write such good songs. It reminds me of going camping. That's all I have to say. It reminds me of going camping, sitting down on a lawn chair and drinking a Pilsner at sunset. That's exactly what Blitzen Trapper reminds me of. This new one is called Might Find It Cheap. It's the lead-off track from their album, American Goldwing. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Call and win Black Joe Lewis tickets, 604-822-2487. Please, here we go. Gonna have some hell to pay.
bet you might find it cheap, but you're never gonna find it free. About the boot I take, there's a lot of old horses getting stuck at the gate. Give you my heart, but I know it's too late, and I ain't got the time to sit around here and wait for you to let this bootless feeling make you stay. There comes a time when all your dreaming does me pay. This boy is where your heart should be. But you might find it cheap, but you're never gonna find.
Rose. And I said, on this town, the place is
Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
September 8th, Freak Out with San Francisco Psych Rockers Sleepy Sun, sharing the stage with White Hills and Red Cedar. Expect to hear lots of cuts from Fever, the new album out on ATP Recordings.
September 19th, prepare to have your mind blown by supersonic showman Bob Log III, a one-man slide guitar army who performs in a super tight jumpsuit and a motorcycle helmet with a microphone that's a telephone attached. You heard me. September 22nd, find out if Regina's Library Voices can all fit on the Biltmore stage as they tour across the continent playing tracks from their new album, Summer of Lust. Dinosaur Bones and the Provincial Archival open the show.
September 26th, see Giant Sand take the stage in support of the new album, Blurry Blue Mountain. Cloud Splitter and Wool on Wolves will warm up the stage.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Yes, I got what I deserve. Kept you waiting there too long, my love. Time without a word. Didn't know you'd think that I'd forget. I'd regret. Special love I had for you.
That was a little Bad Finger. Yeah, from the vaults, from the Barn Burner vaults. The name of that track was Baby Blue. And before that, we had Michelle Pagliaro, who was Quebec's answer to Bad Finger back in the 70s. Or according to Quebecers, Badfinger was England's answer to Michelle Pagliaro. You hear what I'm saying? I bet you do. Yeah, so there you go. Some great, great greasy power pop here on the Barn Burner. No one has called in still for these Black Joe Lewis tickets. It was a very, very easy question. Who made Peace of My Heart a hit in the 60s? From the, you know, I played the original. Who made it a hit? And then, or who made Tainted Love a hit? I'm laying it out on the table. It's two free tickets. You know what? I'm going to sweeten the pot. First caller in gets his choice of either Black Joe Lewis tickets or Jason Isbell and Justin Towns Earl tickets, who will be playing the Rio Theater October the 8th. So first caller in gets his choice of a pair of tickets. So come on. Let's get together here, Barn Burnerites, and win some tickets. Right, let's see. On deck, we've got those bad boys from Ottawa. They played with the Transmitters in town last week. I'm talking about the Polymorphines, name of the track, The Clean and the Dirty from their new EP. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I'm staring at the rock. We'll be right back.
selfless time while she's with him. Don't lead with your heart. Don't lead with your heart. Don't lead with your. Don't lead with your. Don't drive yourself mad. It's not all. Window, take a look around. It goes
All right, that one was to get all the lovers in the mood. That was a watching, or sorry, All the Wine by the Grizz, Local Boys. So yeah, there was a very power pop intensive set for the Barn Burner. Well, just being today, actually. The two songs before that were pretty downright dirty and rock and rolly. The Clean and the Dirty, the Polymorphines, obviously. And after that, we had Young Heart Attack from their 2008 album. I don't know what happened to those guys. I wish they would have stayed together because they just kicked so much ass. Anyways, that was from the album Rockin' Awe, and the track was Hell on Earth. Apparently, the lead guitarist went on to form a band called Scorpion Child, and I've been waiting for a release, but I haven't heard anything. Oh, someone called in actually to ask who was being played after Bob Log the Third, and that was the Spider Bags, and that was with Blood for You. That was a great song from another 2008 album, Celebration of Hunger. If you haven't heard the Spider Bags, that 2008's Celebration of Hunger was my favorite album of that year. It was absolutely perfect from front to back, at least what I like. Good and greasy, and just had so much swing to it. Let's see, you got about 10 minutes left in the Barn Burner. Thank you to Max Jaime for calling in and getting the correct answer, which was Janis Joplin and Big Brother and the Holding Company was who made Piece of My Heart a hit. So now he has two tickets to Jason Isbell and Justin Townes Earl. And also, thank you for Pat Parker calling in too, because he called right afterwards, and now he has two tickets to Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears at the Biltmore. So thanks very much, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. All right, what do we got up on deck here? Jeez. Oh, yeah, let's get straight back into the crazy, crazy, crazy dirty rock and roll. This is a band who were unbelievable in their heyday. Live, they were crazy. The name of the band I'm talking about is Les Tabernacles. And I think they're actually from, I was pretty sure they're from Edmonton because I saw them when I was in Alberta. But this is from their album Born Ready. The name of this track is simply titled Get Up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's rock and roll with Les Tabernacles.
Thinking about studying a diploma, undergrad, or postgrad degree overseas? Or how about volunteering or working abroad? Language travel? Adventure travel? If you answered yes to any or all of these, you should check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Tuesday, October 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. All attendees will be entered into a grand prize draw. Universities and colleges from around the world will be on hand to talk to interested students. To register and learn more, visit studyandgoabroad.com.
All right, that was Wilco's new one from their new album, The Whole Love, not just Half Love, The Whole Love. Name of that track is I Might. I like the last Wilco album, too. They're starting to rock and roll a little bit more again. That one was released on Anti, I think sometimes last week. So if you like Jeff Tweedy and Co., go and pick that one up. Before that, obviously we had Les Tabernacles and The Grizz. And a band called Stank from Seattle, who kind of have a big star thing going on. Power pop, definitely influenced by classic rock kind of stuff, though. It's really, really, really good. This is the first time I actually listened to it, and I hope they release a full album pretty soon, because I was darned impressed. A couple minutes left, and then I will put you onto a pre-recorded Are You Aware? Hope you had a good time today. I sure did. Thanks for Pat and Max calling in and winning those tickets. And to end the show, my gals from Vancouver, BC, little outfit called Juvie Hall. They're on a new compilation that was given to CITR. The name of this track is called California Cutoffs. I will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.